From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The executive heading BP's effort to plug its massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico says today the company is doing all it can. It has missed one projected date after another.
Our next attempt at stopping this flow is going to be with the top kill procedure. The current schedule shows it happening on Wednesday morning. Clearly, that's a few days later than we said a few days ago. The challenge there is doing these things in 5,000 feet.
That's BP's Doug Suttles speaking to NBC's Today Show. As Suttles speaks, the gusher continues, and coastal Louisiana is now seeing the gooey result in its coastal marshes, including a crucial pelican rookery. Local officials say BP and the government are moving too slowly. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says his agency is focusing hard on the problems.
Since the incident began, I promised that we would keep our boot on BP's neck, and in the past few weeks, we have absolutely been doing that.
Salazar says the government is ready to push BP out of the way if it's found that the company isn't doing what it should. Salazar is scheduled to view the disaster today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she supports South Korea's measures to punish North Korea, which is implicated in the sinking of a South Korean warship. North Korea says it did not sink the ship. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, Clinton's comments come on the sidelines of talks in Beijing.
South Korea today announced it would stop almost all North Korean trade and ban North Korean ships from South Korean waters. Clinton called these steps prudent and entirely appropriate. She said it was possible the U.S. might put Pyongyang back on a list of states that sponsor terrorism. But she avoided saying whether Washington would support additional sanctions against North Korea, something China would be unlikely to support. For its part, China is calling for calm and restraint on all sides. Pyongyang has responded angrily to the latest moves, with more threats against the South. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Violent crimes in the U.S. are declining for the third straight year. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the latest FBI figures.
The FBI says murder rates dropped by more than 7% last year. Robberies are down 8%. Medium-sized cities are posting the biggest drops. Regions like the South and the West are on the forefront of the trend. Pockets of crime continue to thrive in smaller cities and rural communities. The figures come from thousands of law enforcement agencies around the country. The FBI says final data will be available this fall. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The National Endowment for the Arts says more than 600 museums nationwide are offering free admission to military families this summer. It's a partnership between the Blue Star Military Mothers Group and the NEA. Stocks are down, investors concerned about financial problems in Europe. This is NPR News. A survey of economists out today suggests the U.S. economy will finish the year a bit stronger than first thought. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports this latest outlook tops one that came out during the winter.
Analysts surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics predict the U.S. economy will expand by 3.2% in 2010. The outlook is slightly stronger than the group's February forecast. Survey economist Lynn Reeser describes the economy as in pretty good shape and says increases in consumer spending and corporate hiring are expected as the year goes on.
We are looking for an improved job market. The unemployment rate will still be high, but we see it trending lower, less than 9.5% by the end of this year, so we'll finally come out of the double digits, and then down to around 8.5% by the end of 2011.
However, the NABE's president cautions large federal budget deficits remain a threat to the U.S. economy. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is sending Congress a proposal he says would make it quicker and easier to trim what he calls wasteful costs from congressional spending bills. The Reduce Unnecessary Spending Act of 2010 would let the president submit a package of cuts or rescissions to Congress after it passes one of the annual spending or appropriations bills. A new study in the journal Pediatrics finds children in the most rural parts of the U.S. are as likely to die from gunshot wounds as kids in the largest cities. The study shows that while murders are more common in cities, gun suicides and accidental fatal shootings are more common among rural children. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.